Making a Family by Jane McBride Choate, based on a true story. Look up the following scriptures. 1 John chapter 5, verse 2. Helaman chapter 10, verse 7. Doctrine and Covenants, section 2, verse 2. Circle the one you think fits the story best. Tara listened as her mother talked excitedly on the phone. "That's wonderful, Kevin," Mom said. Kevin was Tara's older brother. "We're so happy for you," Mom continued. She was crying and laughing at the same time. Mom hung up the phone and turned to Tara. "Kevin and Chrissy got a call from their social worker. He said that Family Services has a baby girl for them." Kevin and his wife, Chrissy, had not been able to have children. LDS Family Services was helping them to adopt a child. Tara had special feelings about adoption. She had known since she was very young that she was adopted. She never got tired of hearing the story of how she had come to her family. Her parents had volunteered to become foster parents through the county's social services department. Tara's birth parents hadn't been able to take care of her, and she had been placed in foster care. Her parents explained how police officers had brought Tara to them. Mom told her that she had been dressed in a diaper and a T-shirt and had been wrapped in a pink blanket. Tara now kept the blanket in a chest, along with other special things. "As soon as I held you in my arms, I knew that you were going to be an important part of our family," her mother said when she told the story. "Will Kevin and Chrissy take the baby to the temple?" Tara asked. Her mother nodded. "After the adoption is final, Kevin and Chrissy will have her sealed to them just like you were sealed to us. 8 years ago, when Tara was 3 years old, her parents had adopted her. Her whole family had gone to the Denver, Colorado temple for the sealing." The story always made Tara feel good. "How does Heavenly Father know to send this baby to Kevin and Chrissy?" she asked. "Heavenly Father cares about every one of his children and knows what is best for each of them." Her mother sounded very sure of that. "If I hadn't come to this family, I might not be a member of the church," Tara said slowly. Belonging to the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints was a very important thing in her life. "Heavenly Father also knew that you would be a big help to our family," her mother added. "How do I help you?" Tara asked. Her mother smiled. "There are so many different ways that I can't list them all." "Tell me one," Tara said. "You are kind and loving to others," her mother said. "You're a good example to the rest of us because you show that love all the time. That's just one of your gifts." Tara reached up and hugged her mother. "I'm glad I came to this family." Her mother hugged Tara back. "I am too." Tara thought of something. "I'm going to be an aunt." "That's right," her mother said. "Aunt Tara." Tara grinned. "I like the sound of that." Sidebar: parents have a sacred duty to rear their children in love and righteousness, to provide for their physical and spiritual needs. The Family, a Proclamation to the World. End of article. Making a Family by Jane McBride Choate.